This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Are you ready for this? We're diving into the story of like this total badass, or this guy ditches his corporate gig at Pepsi. Pepsi, can you imagine?
Nice.
After 17 years to chase his passion for photography. I mean, talk about a baller move. We're talking Epoch Company, the brainchild of Adam Hebert.
No kidding. 17 years. I can barely commit to a Netflix series for that long. But yeah, this guy, Adam, he built this whole creative empire from scratch, which is insane. I've got all the juicy details, company background, interviews, the whole nine yards.
Seriously, it's like the ultimate fuck you to the 9-to-5 grind. But this deep dive, it's not just about business, right? It's about taking risks, flipping off conventions, you know, like forging your own damn path.
Absolutely. What I find super interesting is like how Adam's early experiences, even the ones that totally flopped, you know, they kind of set the stage for this wild ride he's on.
Okay, so spill the tea. What failures are we talking about? Pepsi years, right?
Yeah, so picture this. He's still at Pepsi slinging soda, but on the side, he gets involved with this product development venture.
Side hustle. Nice.
Pours his heart and soul into it, right? And then boom, it crashes and burns. All because, apparently, the CEO wasn't up to snuff.
Damn, that's brutal. But hey, at least he learned a valuable lesson about being in control, right?
Big time. I mean, sometimes you got to be the one calling the shots.
Truth. Okay, but so what else? What other entrepreneurial adventures did he have back then?
Well, there's this peanut butter list idea, which is wild when you think about it.
A peanut butter list. Okay, I'm intrigued.
Imagine a website where you can compare grocery prices. Like way before that was even a thing.
Hold up. He basically predicted like the entire future of price comparison apps.
Exactly. He wanted to build this site where you could like put in your shopping list and it would tell you which stores had the best deals. Sounds familiar, right?
Mind blown. So why didn't it happen?
Timing, man. The tech just wasn't there yet. Like the internet was barely a thing back then.
Man, talk about being ahead of the curve. Okay, so let's fast forward. We get to the birth of Epoch moment. It's your classic follow your passion story, but with a twist. So the guy gets a camera for his birthday, right? A gift from his wife, and boom, career change.
It's like something out of a movie, right?
I'm telling you, that's how you support your partner's dreams, people. Take notes.
Seriously. Shout out to Mrs. Hebert, the real MVP. And that one decision, it led to crazy success. Like 15 weddings booked in the first year alone.
Okay, whoa, 15 weddings in the first year. How the hell did he pull that off? Spill the beans, expert speaker.
Well, first of all, he wasn't afraid to take risks. I mean, who offers $1 engagement session?
Wait, what? A dollar?
Yep, you heard that right. $1.
Is that even legal?
It was bold as hell, but it worked. It got people talking, generated buzz, and let him build a killer portfolio like crazy fast.
Damn, that's next level hustle.
Okay.
Okay, but there's got to be more to it than just like cheap photo shoots.
Right. Of course. The other key ingredient here, integrity. He tells this story about another photographer, this guy, Mark, who was stealing his work to win contests. Like, seriously shady stuff.
Ugh, the photography world can be so cutthroat.
Totally. But Adam was like, nope, not going to play that game. He knew that building a brand based on trust and, like, treating clients right, that's what would pay off in the long run.
And guess what? It did. People can spot a phony a mile away. They respond to realness.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got risk-taking and integrity. Two solid ingredients for success. But then things get even more wild. We're talking, like, a full-blown creative empire. Way beyond just weddings, photography, videography, clothing, virtual tours. This guy's got his fingers in every pie imaginable. It's
right.
Mind-blowing. And the best part is every brand, it evolved so naturally. Like he was just responding to what his clients needed.
Let's break it down. Epoch 365, that's his video branch.
Exactly. Weddings were just the beginning. Then he's producing TEDx talks, high-end commercials. The dude's a video wizard.
See, that's what I love about this story. He's always evolving, pushing boundaries. Like he's got this sixth sense for what's coming next. Okay, so we've got Epoch 365. What other magical realms exist in this Epoch universe?
Well, there's Epoch 360 tours.
Okay, 360 tours, lay it on me.
Get this. It literally started with one client asking for a virtual tour of their venue, and boom, he turns it into a whole new service. That's the kind of hustle we're talking about. The man sees an opportunity, and he doesn't hesitate to grab it.
Okay, so he's a risk taker, he's got integrity, and he's adaptable as hell. This guy's like an entrepreneurial superhero or something. But hold on. How the hell did a wedding photographer end up launching a clothing line? That seems a little out of left field.
It's genius, actually. Think about it. He started by creating branded apparel just for his team, you know, to promote Epoch.
Makes sense.
But then he realized, wait a minute, why not turn this into a full-blown brand? And bam, Colorado Icons was born. Celebrating local pride, high quality gear, it totally fits with that whole, you know, Colorado wedding vibe.
Right. Like, who doesn't love rocking a Colorado tee at their mountain wedding?
Yeah.
Okay, but wait, there's more. Epoch X. What in the world is that all about?
This is where he takes those client relationships to the next level, you know? It's about capturing all those life moments that come after the I do's. Family portraits, senior pics, baby announcements.
Art.
He's basically saying, hey, I'm your photographer for life. And get this, he's turning it into a national app to connect clients with vetted photographers all over the country.
Talk about building a loyal customer base. He's not just capturing memories. He's building a freaking community.
Exactly. And then there's Engaged AF magazine.
Hold up, a wedding magazine. That seems a little traditional for a guy who's all about breaking the mold.
Oh, but that's where you're wrong. He's not doing some stuffy cookie cutter bridal mag. This is Engaged AF for couples who are like over that whole princess and castle bullshit.
Yes. Finally, a wedding magazine that gets it.
It's all about real couples making bold choices and maybe a few F-bombs thrown in for good measure.
Hell yes. I am so here for this.
It's about disrupting the industry, giving a voice to couples who want something different, something real. And it's clearly resonating. This magazine is blowing up.
Okay, so we've got this multi-brand empire going strong, but then things take a turn for the even more awesome. You mentioned TEDx earlier. Tell me everything.
Okay, so picture this. Adam's producing this video series called Nowhere Project, right? Highlighting cool local businesses, showcasing the heart and soul of Colorado, and it catches the eye of the TEDx Manitou Springs folks.
Love it.
Next thing you know, he's their go-to guy for video production.
Whoa. From wedding videos to TEDx talks. Talk about leveling up.
And he's not just behind the scenes either. He's the chief creative officer, which tells you everything you need to know about his vision and leadership skills.
Okay, so we've established that this guy's a creative mastermind, a marketing whiz, and a leader to boot.
No.
But what makes him tick? What's driving this insane ambition?
It's not about the money or the fame. It's almost primal, this drive. He's got to see what he's capable of, you know, push his own limits.
It's like that entrepreneur spirit, right? No fear, just pure drive. And a whole lot of, let's do this.
And you know what else is awesome? His people over profits philosophy. He's all about creating a company where creatives can thrive, where they can be themselves, be weird, be passionate, and make a damn good living doing it.
That's what's up. In a world where everyone's trying to squeeze every last penny out of their employees, he's building a haven for creative souls, like a goddamn utopia for artists.
And that's what he's focused on now, building teams, scaling his brands, fostering that culture where creativity can just, like, explode.
Okay, so what's next for Epoch? What does the future hold for this creative powerhouse?
Honestly, who knows? But one thing's for sure. Adam Huber isn't slowing down anytime soon. He's got his sights set on big things, national expansion, new ventures, maybe even world domination. Who knows?
Okay, maybe not world domination. But you get the idea. This guy is living proof that you can create your own path, build something incredible, and have a hell of a lot of fun doing it.
Right. He didn't wait for permission. He just went for it. And that's a powerful lesson for anyone listening.
Damn straight. All right, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in a flash to unpack even more of this Epoch awesomeness. Don't go anywhere.
And, like, let's not forget, this whole empire, it all started because he got a camera for his birthday.
Talk about a life-changing gift, right?
Seriously, Mrs. Hebert deserves a goddamn medal for that one. But it's not just about the camera, though, is it? It's about that spark, that curiosity, like, what if? You know, that moment Adam just embraced, he didn't overthink it, he just went for it.
And without a safety net, too. Like, quitting a stable job after 17 years, most people wouldn't even dream of doing that.
Right, it's like you said, screw security, I'm going after what I want. It takes serious balls to walk away from a steady paycheck, especially when you've got, you know, bills and stuff.
For sure. It shows his resilience, too. Remember that product venture that totally tanked?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that could have crushed him. Mm. But he used it as fuel. Like, he learned from it and came back stronger. Resilience. That's the key, right? Turning those setbacks into, like, rocket fuel.
Exactly. And that peanut butter list idea.
Oh, yeah, the price comparison thing.
Yeah. Genius. Even if it was a little ahead of its time, I mean, it shows he's always had that vision, you know? always thinking ahead, trying to solve problems.
Problem solver.
Yeah.
That's Adam in a nutshell, right?
Totally. And that same entrepreneurial spirit is what helped him build Epoch Moment into this like massive success story.
Right. Speaking of success, those $1 engagement sessions, pure marketing genius.
I know, right?
Seriously, a dollar. Who does that?
Adam, apparently, it's like he was playing 4D chess while everyone else was stuck on checkers.
So true. It was brilliant, though. Like a total game changer.
It got his name out there, snagged those clients. And don't forget about that preferred vendor program he set up, connecting couples with the best in the
Oh,
business.
yeah, the dream team. It's a total win-win for everyone involved. He's like the ultimate wedding wingman.
Exactly. It's more than just logistics, though, right? He's building a community.
Totally. He's created this whole ecosystem where everyone benefits. It's pretty damn impressive when you think about it.
It really is. And it's all built on those core values, remember? People over profits, fearless leadership, genuine connections.
Oh, yeah. He walks the walk. Those values, they're like woven into the very fabric of his company.
For sure. It's not just lip service, it's the foundation of everything he does.
And people can feel that,
Yeah.
you know, especially in an industry that can be so fake.
Right. So full of like pretentious BS.
Ugh, tell me about it. But Adam, he keeps it real. He's all about celebrating the love, you know, ditching the fluff. And that's why couples flock to him. He gets it.
He's not trying to fit them into some cookie cutter mold, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He is helping them create a wedding that's truly theirs.
Exactly. It's like he's saying, screw tradition, let's make your wedding a reflection of you.
Right. And that rebellious spirit, that's what makes Epoch so damn cool.
It's what sets him apart, totally. He's not afraid to break the rules,
Yeah.
challenge the status quo, you know, push the boundaries.
And that's what he did with Epoch 365. Saw the power of video and just went all in.
Weddings, TED Talks,
The
commercials.
whole shebang.
He's a master of adaptation, spotting trends,
Yeah.
you know, seizing opportunities.
And that's what led to Epoch 360 tours, too.
Right. One client requests a virtual tour, and boom, he's revolutionizing how people experience venues.
It's crazy, right? And then Colorado Icons, the clothing line.
It's like he can't stop creating.
The man's a machine, but it's
Yes.
not just about being bigger, it's about offering something truly unique and like meaningful.
Right. It's about that quality, that authenticity that runs through everything he does.
Exactly. He's built this interconnected web of brands, you know, they all support each other. It's brilliant.
Totally. And it's fueled by this crazy curiosity.
Right. Like he has to see what he can achieve.
Remember his motto? To see if I can do it.
Classic Adam. That's the mantra of a true innovator. Always pushing, always exploring.
And that's what makes him such an inspiration.
Right. Like he's not afraid to fail, to learn, to adapt. He's constantly pushing himself and everyone around him to be their best.
That's the kind of leader we all need more of in this world.
Amen to that. So, what's next for Epoch? Who knows? But one thing's for sure, it's going to be bold, it's going to be innovative, and it's probably going to shake things up a bit.
He's a visionary, a disruptor. His story is proof that anything is possible if you're willing to work your ass off and never stop believing in yourself.
So, as we wrap up part two of our deep dive, let's just take a moment to reflect on what we've learned. You know, this guy, he's a goddamn rock star. He built an empire by being true to himself, breaking the rules, and always, always pushing the boundaries. But it's more than just business success, isn't it?
It's about passion, about creativity. It's about the power of human connection, right? He built a community, a family, a brand that stands for something real. And that's what we're going to explore in part three. We're going to dig into the heart and soul of Etoch Company. Okay, so we're back for the final round of our deep dive into Epoch Company. And, you know, we've seen how Adam built this badass empire, but now it's time to get to the heart of it. You know what I mean? Like, what makes this whole thing tick? Expert speaker, you mentioned that Adam's motivation isn't about like money or fame. So what is it about? What's pushing him?
It's like he's on this mission to prove to himself that he can do anything he sets his mind to. It's not about what other people think, it's about pushing his own limits.
It's like he's saying, screw self-doubt, I'm going to make this happen. That kind of energy, it's contagious. It makes you want to step up your own game.
Totally. And that's the kind of environment he's created at Epoch, you know, surrounding himself with other creatives, giving them freedom, and letting them just like unleash their awesomeness.
It's like an army of creative rebels ready
Ugh.
to shake things up. I love that. It's a reminder that we don't have to settle. We can create something amazing if we just dream big and go for it.
Exactly. He's proof that you don't need a fancy degree or a ton of money to make it happen. Just passion, hustle, and a willingness to learn, you know?
Learn and adapt, for sure. So what have we learned from our deep dive into the EPOD company? What's the takeaway for all our awesome listeners out there?
Adder Hibbert is a force of nature. He's built an empire on his own terms, breaking all the rules. But it's about more than just business, right?
It's about being authentic, taking risks, building something that matters.
And it's about surrounding yourself with amazing people who share your vision, people you can vibe with.
So what's your epoch moment? What's that one thing you've been dreaming of but haven't had the guts to do?
Maybe it's time to, like, ditch those excuses, silence those inner critics, and take that first step.
You never know where it might lead. And hey, maybe someday we'll be doing a deep dive into your badass story.
That's what's up.
That's it for our deep dive into Epoch Company. Go out there, create something amazing, and never be afraid to break the mold.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.